fight. A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Child abuse can be prevented. There are classes and programs in Michigan that have been shown to lower the number of child abuse cases. The problem is how to pay for it. In Lansing every year, there's a day set aside as Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Day. That day was yesterday. So on the steps of the Capitol, people got up to speak, children from an elementary school sang, and dozens of people involved in organizations that work to keep kids safe stood in the rain to show their support. People like Luann Beaudry, who's with Parenting Awareness Michigan. The group helps train the educators across the state who run parenting classes. And in those classes, parents learn things about how to handle different stages in kids' development, how to redirect a child in their terrible twos, rather than just shouting no or worse.
So that's just a simple example, but there are lots of those kinds of things that we can teach parents, and they might not know that. You know, there's no manual.
But these kinds of classes have been shown to reduce the number of child abuse cases in Michigan. And Beaudry says she wants state legislators to know that.
It seems like when funding is cut, prevention is one of the first things to go, and that means parenting education.
Money for programs like this in Michigan has been cut so much, actually, it doesn't exist at all. At least not from the state government. That's even though the number of confirmed child abuse cases in the state has gone up, as the nationwide numbers have dropped. Matt Gillard is CEO of an advocacy group called Michigan's Children. I met him at his office, where he told me about how many agencies on the front lines of preventing child abuse have to cobble together money from the federal government or from local governments or private donations. But none of it comes from the state's general fund.
And, you know, all of these legislators run on this notion that children are a priority and make all these campaign promises, but we just are not seeing the level of support or commitment from our state government into these programs, certainly that other states are putting in or that we're seeing, you know, from the private side here in Michigan.
There is a statewide organization that raises money and coordinates efforts to prevent child abuse in Michigan. That organization is the Children's Trust Fund. Mike Foley is its director. I met him Monday at his office in the same building where the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is set up. And Foley told me the Children's Trust Fund is a bit of an anomaly in state government.
We're housed here at the Department of Health and Human Services, but we're not like a division of the department in that there is a state appropriation that comes to us.
Instead, the money comes from fundraisers like the annual dinner the Trust Fund puts on, which happens May 18th this year. It also comes from license plates. If you choose a Children's Trust Fund license plate, you can also check a box to make a donation when you file your taxes. But Foley, and just about everyone else, says that still doesn't raise enough money to meet the need. And so many agencies that are on the front lines working with families, they have to be creative. After the rally on the steps of the Capitol building yesterday, the group filed into a meeting room to warm up and eat some pizza. And that's where I met up with Teresa Roberts Hummel, the executive director of the Crawford Roscommon Child Protection Council. The council, based in the rural counties south of Grayling, gets $11,000 from the Children's Trust Fund to do its work. And Roberts Hummel says that money isn't nearly enough to meet the need.
So we have to really rely on each other and rely on the community for any resources that we need. And we do a lot of fundraising, but it's those grassroots fundraisings, the bake sales, the pinwheel sales, the, you know, everything that we can kind of think of to raise funds.
The fundraising helps pay not just for education, but for food deliveries to families. It pays for sleep sacks to keep infants safe. Roberts Hummel says the Crawford Roscommon Child Protection Council is even holding a garage sale next weekend to raise money. And every dollar they raise will be put to use helping families. And none of it will come from the state government. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.